Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with Don Beebe, a very familiar name for those who are Green Bay Packer fans. And now Don is a very successful coach and author and one who has done so much in so many ways. And so we're excited about spending a few minutes with Don today. Don, God bless you and welcome to our program.
It's always good to be on the program, Mike, and it is a wonderful day indeed.
Don, I know that a lot of people remember you from your NFL days, of course, that Super Bowl with the Packers and those other Super Bowls with the Bills and so many things to talk about, but so much has been talked about with your personal life story, and it's such a neat story in that. So maybe if you could, for our listeners that aren't as familiar with you, just give us a snapshot of what you have done in your career and kind of how God has taken you to this point.
Sure. Yeah, it was years ago that, you know, because I have a crazy story to get to where I was. And then throughout that whole process, I had people come to me, especially eternally, originally family members, to do a movie and a book. And I, to be honest with you, Mike, I never thought anything about it. And then once I went to four Super Bowls and then won a Super Bowl with the Packers, I had very prominent people and producers of companies wanting to do the story. And so I was like, okay, God, I'm getting this here. So I started sitting down with people, had an arrangement years ago with a group, and then that didn't get funded for whatever reason. Then was working with another group out of Nashville. Meanwhile, through all this time, when I had an agreement with these other companies, I had met the people at Salty Earth, Stephen and Beth Zambo, and I was speaking at some function in Milwaukee, and got to really know them. They always kept in contact with me throughout the years and said they really, really wanted to do it. And obviously, God delayed it for this very reason. And here I am. I wrote a book with some of the groups called Six Rings from Nowhere a few years back. I just wrote another book personally by myself called Never Give Up. It's a 12 devotional book. And both those books are on DonBeebe.com. But through this whole process, I just agreed to terms with Salty Earth Pictures about a month ago. And we have some meetings coming up here in May and June and July and stuff that are really going to be big meetings to kick this thing off. And I finally feel, to be honest with you, Michael, I finally feel like this is going to come to fruition and it's going to actually get done. Stephen and Beth are very good at what they do, and I'm very glad to be partnering up with them to do the movie.
They have been good friends of ours for a number of years, Don, my wife Jeannie and I. And now, after we started In Spirit Radio about 3.5 years ago, they have been partnering with us since day one, and so we love to promote what they're doing, and we've also had the privilege of having some bit parts in some of their movies, so we would love it if we get to be a part of your movie too, but we'll see how that goes when the casting finally comes. But for those that are just wanting to find out a little bit more about you, I mean, you had that successful NFL career, a story that's remarkable in and of itself, but then you went on and you've trained athletes, you've done ministry work, and now you're a successful college football coach. I mean, God has taken you through quite a journey, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's been great, and I've enjoyed every step of the story and the ride. I really believe that when you're in God's will and you're doing what he's called you to do, that it's a lot of fun. Certainly, there's always hurdles. Everybody has them, but you kind of get through them and navigate yourself through these things with much more peace and joy, and it has been a great ride. I the whole NFL, first of all, let me just say, I should have never played in the NFL. God just opened crazy doors, and that's why the story is what it is, because it was all God. It had nothing to do with me. I was just the pawn being used, really, for this unbelievable story, and it relates to everybody. You know, how many people can relate to scoring a touchdown in a Super Bowl? Probably nobody, really, in the audiences that I talk to. But everybody can relate to never giving up, and that's my whole story, never giving up. Always let the Lord just open and close the doors, as it talks about in Romans 12, 14 through 21. Let him fight those battles. And when you're going through battles, I try my hardest to let God fight those battles for me. And he has throughout my career. It's just a story, I think, that a lot of people can relate to and learn from, of the mistakes that I made and the things that I did choose that landed up being great because I allowed God to do that. So that's where I'm at right now. Funny thing is, my son kind of lived a lot of the same story, just from different viewpoints of how his, because he should never play in the NFL either, but he did. And I'm just honored to be used by God in such a powerful way.
It's such a neat thing to see how God works in bringing the desires of our hearts. And I can remember the camera being on you and your family when your son was playing for the Minnesota Vikings a few years ago, and just mm-hmm. remarking about how, you know, God has raised up your family to this place so that not only would you be able to play football, but you'd be able to share a message of encouragement and determination and just to be all that God wants us to be.
Yeah, that's true. It's very easy, especially in the world of sports, to get drawn into self and worldly gifts and worldly things. Very easy. And Satan uses that, and he tried very hard. And I fell sometimes into thinking that I was better than, or look what I've got, or whatever it is. But there's one quality that I was asked this question last night on a podcast. What's the one quality that the Lord, who Jesus was as a person here on earth, that attracted you the most? And I thought that was a very cool question. Never really thought about it. And I just, first thing came to my mind was humility. And I think that every great leader, which Jesus was a leader, have that quality about them. They're very humble people, men or women, and even as a parent, which are leaders, you have to be a humble leader to have your kids really kind of listen to you, and I think that's the one quality that I've hopefully have tried to instill in people that I coach, train, and raised in my own kids. So, it's a great story. It's definitely one that I'm very excited to tell. And to be honest with you, Michael, the only reason I'm doing it is to pay it forward, let's say, or just help people out, because there's so many struggles going on, especially since the whole crazy COVID thing 4 years ago. There's a lot of people that are really searching. And we live in some strange times now. And what a great time to be used by the Lord.
We're talking today to Don Beebe, former NFL great, today on In Spirit Radio. And Don is also a very successful football coach now in his own right, college football coach. And I know that you've worked with a lot of young players over the years, and your son has been very prominent in the world of football as well. But I just think it's so interesting. I mean, even at the time as I was following the Buffalo Bills, and you guys had the frustration of those four Super Bowl losses, and then to see the joy on your face when you finally won the Super Bowl with the Packers, that's a position in life that you were given that maybe some people don't even get.
Well, yeah, I first thing that comes to my mind is I had a coach in Buffalo for 4 years. His name was Charlie Joyner. Joyner played 18 years with most of it San Diego Chargers, and Hall of Famer. Never got to a Super Bowl. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure he got close to a Super Bowl. In 18 years, and here I play 9 and go to 6 Super Bowls. I feel very honored to be able to be that. What we did in Buffalo was unbelievable. I mean, it's never been matched before, or 4 in a row. And then you win a Super Bowl in a Green Bay Packer jersey, it's iconic. For the rest of my life, the state of Wisconsin, I drive through there or go to whatever function. I mean, it's, you won a Super Bowl in a Packer jersey. If I was to do it all over again, and I don't even hesitate to say this, if I was to do it all again and I had a choice what teams to play for, man, I would choose Buffalo and Green Bay in a heartbeat. Two best organizations that you could play football for, in my mind.
That's awesome. Don, as we talked today about your faith and your journey with the Lord. A lot of people know about your football career and even coaching with the House of Speed for a number of years, and then a successful college football coaching career. But in recent times, you've also become quite an author, and I've been looking at some of these sports devotionals that you've created, and boy, they are really inspiring and really helpful.
Yeah, you know, here the devotional you're speaking of is Never Give Up devotional, and basically that just came out of the blue. I was approached by a company out of Nashville to write a wide receiver book, and I said, sure, let's do it. My daughter worked for the company down there, and I thought it would be great to, you know, work with the company she's at. And I got halfway through the book, and it was a few months of writing it, and I was literally on the phone, Mike, and I'm talking to my daughter about the project, and it was like the Lord just impressed upon me, and you just knew it was from God, because it was just like, boom. You know, I've had those experiences before, you know. And I told my daughter, I said, you know what, this is going to sound strange. I was pulling into a BP gas station. I remember it like it was yesterday, and this was probably 2 months ago. And I said, you know what, Caitlin? I said, I'm going to put this wide receiver book on hold. And she was like, oh, Dad, but we got so far away. I said, no, just hear me out for a second. I said, it's just been impressed upon me that I need to write a devotional. And she says, well, there's a lot of devotionals. I know there's a lot of devotionals out there. I get it. And matter of fact, there's a lot of devotionals even for athletes out there. However, I can't remember recalling a former professional athlete writing a devotional based on their life experiences through Scripture. I said, that's what we're going to do. And sure enough, we came up with the title, Never Give Up. Pretty easy to read. I did a Zoom call with a bunch of people that had bought the book. So like once a month, I try to do these Zoom calls with people that can come on and ask me questions, you know, obviously about the devotionals or anything that they're going through in life. It was mainly designed for athletes, how to, present themselves in a Christ-like manner when the coach treats you like garbage or your teammates or you don't fit in. Because I don't care what, if you're a player in any sport, man or woman, you're going to feel at some point in time and you're not going to fit in. Even in the workforce, you're going to feel this, that you just don't fit in. And one of the things I talk about is what's your identity in? If your identity is in football, well, how shallow is that? I mean, you're going to come up empty most of the time with people's opinions. Just read social media, for crying out loud. So for me, as I learned it through athletics, my identity had to be centered on Christ and Christ alone. And then everything else just kind of fell in place. So these are the things that I talk about in this devotional. They're very easy to read. You can read each devotional in 3 to 5 minutes, but they're very impactful with a lot of information on how God brought me through those devastating things. I was very vulnerable. I opened up a lot of things that have happened in my life, but that's where it becomes more impactful, because people go through these things on a daily basis, and I wanted to share what the Lord allowed to happen, because I really believe God doesn't do these things. Satan does those things to try to kill, steal, and destroy us, you know, but God allows it because he knows the outcome in Romans 8:28. So that's how I wrote this, and Michael, I must say it's probably one of my funnest, if not my most rewarding project I've been a part of up until this hopefully movie thing.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to get a copy of that to give to my wide receiver grandson, who's going to be a sophomore this year. He's one of the fastest guys on his team, and I can't wait to sow that devotional into his life, because he loves the Lord greatly, and he loves sports like a lot of young guys do, and so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
Don Beebe joining us today on In Spirit Radio. We've been talking today about the NFL great and his 6 Super Bowls, and also his coaching career, and now signing a deal with Salty Earth Pictures in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, to tell the Don Beebe story. It's going to be a very special production that will share his story and a story of faith and inspiration along with football, and we're excited about the prospects of those coming meetings in the next few months, and then seeing it on the big screen sometime down the road. It's going to be awesome for sure.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
And Don, once again, for folks who want to get in touch with you or find out more about the resources, pass along that website again.
Yeah, donbeebe.com. very easy. They go there. That's really right now the only place that you can get Never Give Up, the devotional. And then obviously there's a place for finding out, you know, speaking engagements. You know, if somebody wants me to come to a church or a function or a business, whatever, there's a place for that too. And then you can find Six Rings from Nowhere. So everything that I'm doing right now is on DonBeebe.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Don, for your time today. And once again, all the best to you as you continue to serve the Lord with your multi-talented platform of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Michael.